Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, you're Round the Way Social Worker, and I'm back. Man, do y'all know that like we're at the end of June and we've been talking about trauma, just encouraging you and just bringing you up to speed on what, you know, trauma is and how it affects the relationships, because we're still in level up season. And in order for you to level up, you have to know yourself. You have to know yourself. In order for you to level up in your relationships, you have to know who you are. You have to know you. And a lot of times we don't like to discuss trauma. We don't like to talk about what trauma is. But all month long, we've been talking about trauma and what it does and the purpose of trauma and how it changes us. But today, I just want to educate you, just give you a little bit of education. And we're still talking about trauma, but we're talking about that childhood trauma. Yeah, you know, the stuff we didn't know was trauma, but it really was trauma. And now it's showing up on us and we are living out that trauma, the way we act, the way we respond, the way we dress, the things that we do, our patterns, because we were traumatized. And I'm talking about childhood trauma. And this today, I just want to educate and bring to you, we're going to talk about childhood trauma. And there, when I say childhood trauma, I'm not just talking about home, but I'm talking about your childhood period. You know, there are some people that can be some bullies. There are some people that can be mean, adults, children, doesn't matter, in your childhood. But we're talking about childhood trauma, and we're going to talk about it in the home. And I want to give this disclaimer. I want to say this first. When we talk about childhood trauma, we're talking about, you know, first starting at home and then we go abroad. If you experience trauma in the home, that doesn't mean that you had a bad parent. Now, hear me and hear me good, because as a parent myself, I didn't know how to be no parent. You know, I saw other parents and I was like, okay, well, I'll adopt some of their ways. I'll adopt some of their rules or what they do. I don't know. So when you're talking about childhood trauma in the home, that doesn't mean that your parent was bad. A lot of times parents, we cover our children and we protect the ones that we love because of things that have happened to us or things that we have seen. So when your mom or your dad, it doesn't mean they're bad parents. It's just that they've had some trauma that they had or have trauma that they have not worked through. So as a child, you kind of got, you know, the back end of it. You got the back end of it. Even though they loved you and you probably were spoiled rotten. But there was some traumatic things going on. And, you know, us as, I'm going to speak, I can only talk about what I know. Us as African Americans, honey, that famous phrase, what goes on in this home stays in this home. What? Granted, you don't take your business out, but it was some things that went on in the home that shouldn't stay in the home, that shouldn't have stayed in the home. And then don't let them say, you know, you better stop crying before I give you something to cry for. What? So now we're scared to show our emotions. I can't cry because if I cry, they're going to give me something to cry for. They're going to give me something else. So now here we are. We're grown men, grown women. And we don't want to show our emotions. We scared to show our emotions because somebody's going to say something mean or somebody's going to do something to us. And not only that, is because I said so. Don't ask me why. What you mean? But we don't see that as trauma. We don't see that as trauma. That's just the way of the rules in the home. That's just how it was. But now, hindsight 2020, that's trauma. Because now when somebody tells me no, or somebody tell me, yeah, go ahead and do it, I can't ask why. I just need to go ahead and comply to it. So now I don't know which way to go. You know, if I don't like it, I don't want to do it. They told me no. Yeah, I don't know what to do. So hindsight now, that's traumatic. So now you kind of, you know, you ask somebody something now and they say no, you feel some type of way. Or you ask somebody now something and they say, yes, go ahead and do it. Or yes, I did that. And then you do it because you heard the word yes. That's a problem because now you have to deal with the consequences. I know that I am so right about this. And I just thank God for revelation to where we didn't understand. I think about how, you know, growing up and they'll say, you know, we were poor, but we didn't know that we were poor. We didn't know it because we ate, our clothes were clean, we had electricity, we had water, you know, everything was immaculate. But my mama and daddy was getting it. They were getting it. So I'm just saying that we wasn't poor, but my mom and dad, they had to work to get the money. So a lot of people, you know, you hear them say, you know, we had this, but you can't tell they didn't have it. So when we grow up, we make sure, oh, I'm not going to be like that no more. I ain't going to be like that no more. That traumatizes us to know that even though we had what we need, we couldn't get what we want a lot of times because they didn't have it. So that was traumatic to us. That was because, like, I ain't going to be like this. I'm going to always have on new shoes. I'm going to always get my hair done. You know, it's just stuff that you do now. It's just a part of you. You know, and we're not talking about self-care. We're not talking about that. But it's the things that we do now that's a part of us because something that was said or done to us back in the day, right? So another one is screaming, loud talking. Don't do that to me. I don't like it being done to me, y'all. Not that my parents yelled at me, but a lot of people, they can't, you scream at them, that would send them to space because they would, their eyes going to buck, baby, their nose is going to flare. Honey, they're going to be foaming at the mouth. Don't you yell at me. So now that we're older, because you always, some individuals always had people in authority yelling at them, that doesn't sit well with them because that takes them back to a place. So don't yell at me. And I'm going to be honest. I'm Baptist child. I'm going to be Baptist. But baby, these Baptist preachers all that hollering, don't holler at me. Don't holler at me. I don't want to hear it. You know, because I don't raise your voice at me because that stirs something on the inside of me. So that was just, I need to throw that in and tell y'all that. But anyways, we're going to keep on rolling. And not only that, but when your parents, we thought it was a compliment. We did. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. And that is something that we long to hear from our parents or our adult figures, right? I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. So now we have to live up to this image to where they are always proud of us. That's traumatic. That's trauma because now in the back of your mind, you have to make sure that you walk this straight line. You can't be or do what you want to do because you want to make them proud. So you be and do what they want you to do. And now you're miserable. That's trauma. That is trauma. You know, and I learned that instead of saying even now my grandbabies, now that I know better. Now that I know better, I would, you know, tell my children, oh, I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you. But I was like, See, now they're going to have this thing in their mind to where they have to do things to make their mom or their dad proud of them. So now when I talk to my grandbabies, I say, are you proud of yourself? Are you happy you did a good job? I have to ask them, are you proud of yourself? You know, how does that make you feel? You know, not how it makes me feel, but how does it make you feel? So we have to change the narrative. We have to change the narrative as far as, you know, how we are doing now. And I was doing a little bit of research and it was just saying that, you know, trauma is generational. Great grandmothers do what their mothers did. Then grandmothers do what their great grandmother did. And then mothers do what their grandmothers did. You see what I'm saying? So it continues to go until somebody said, no, this ain't healthy. This is not serving a purpose. It's like it goes back. So when your mom is only mimicking what her mother did. Your grandmother is only mimicking what her mother did. Your great grandmother is mimicking what her mother did. You see how it goes back? So now we have to change the narrative. We have to break that generational trauma because it goes back 1, 2, 3. And we have to move it forward to make it go the right way, right? And again, this does not mean that they were bad parents. They were only doing what they knew to do. And we can understand at that point that this was trauma. This was trauma. But it's okay, because now we've come into an era to where we're understanding and we're able to tap in and we're able to make sense of why we respond, why we do, why we act, why we do what we do. Because, you know, if you think about it, when you were younger and you ate something that was horrible and you ate it and it made you so sick and you threw up, you don't eat that anymore. No, I don't eat that no more. Because see, when I was 3, I ate XYZ. See, now I'm 55. Baby, that was then. Maybe, you know, you ain't even going back that way. But I'm just telling you, that's how trauma does. It will hold on to you. And we're talking about generational trauma. And nobody wants to talk about generational trauma. You know, I'm like this because. No. Go ahead and admit it. Acknowledge it. Call a thing a thing. And a lot of times we don't want to call a thing a thing. We'll just accept it as it is and we'll keep moving the way that we move, not trying to reverse or not trying to break that cycle. You know, growing up in a traumatized home, you know, we didn't recognize it to be trauma. But like I said earlier, you know, if you keep crying, I'm gonna give you something to cry for. But then we couldn't get angry. We couldn't show our emotion. Oh, you mad? Oh, you mad? Come here. You better not show them you mad. You better not. You better suck it up. But we didn't understand then. That was really trauma. Because see, now we grow up as young adults and we don't know how to process our anger. You see, we don't know how to process that emotion. So we hold it in until we just Katie Kaboom Wreck-It Ralph, because we don't know how to harness. We don't know how to process that emotion because we were not really allowed to do that. You know, as children, we were not, you mad? I don't care because you mad. You know, opposed to talking now. And like I tell you all the time, my child, you know, now that she's older and she has a child and she'll say something. I say, don't do that. And my daughter be like, well, you did it to me. I did it to you because I didn't know better. But see, now I know better and I don't want you doing it to my grandbaby. So we have to be the ones to break the cycle. We have to change the narrative. You know, and again, my mother was not a bad mother. My grandmother was not a bad mother. My great grandmother was not a bad mother. And they did what they knew to do, or they did what they thought was the best to do at that time, not recognizing that it was trauma. You know, us as a race, we have endured trauma for a long time, as far as time goes back. And we talk about slavery. We've endured trauma. And I say we, I'm talking about the race because y'all know. But I'm just saying we have endured it. So it's been generationally handed down. You know, some people have attempted to break it, but the means of breaking it was a more aggressive stance, you know. And I understand that some things have to be. The Bible says that the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violence taken by force. Sometimes you got to take some things back by force. But then a lot of times when you're understanding things, when we start to understand things, that's the difference of breaking generational trauma, childhood trauma, and moving on to where you need to go. So, you know, I learned during this that pain, it can move through the family until someone is ready to say, no, we're not going to do this no more. But this won't be a part of our generation. We will not pass this on from generation to generation, because I read what we don't repair, we repeat. So your childhood trauma, we're talking about home, we're talking about family. Next week, I want to talk about childhood trauma, but I want to talk about it like abroad, like in school setting or out in the community, or I want to talk about that. But this week, I'm talking about home setting. And I was reading and it says, you know, what we don't repair, we repeat. But one generation full of deeply loving parents will change the whole narrative for the next generation. You know, we used to say, you know, don't ask me why. my children ask me why, they don't have to ask me why, because I would give my children an explanation. Because I'm a question girl. I ask questions all day long. My kids, they didn't have to worry about because I said so. Now, I did start off saying that, but now that I'm a social worker, now that I'm a therapist, you know, as I continue to grow through school, I understand, no, don't do that. Give them an explanation. Give them an explanation. Because the word of God, again, say, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask, because God will give it to you liberally. Baby, he gonna hold it back. If you don't know something, he said, ask him. And the Bible says, Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show ye great and mighty things that you know not. Call on to me. I'm going to tell you what you want to know. So the same thing when it comes to our children, you know, I had to break that and I had to give my children explanations. And if they were angry, of course, as a young mother, I didn't know any better. Oh, you mad? You angry? You upset? Come here. But as I learned, why are you mad? Let's talk about it. Okay, so once we lay the cards on the table and we're able to discuss it, then we're able to process it. But I'm telling you, trauma will have you in a loop. You will be 25 years old, still having the mindset and the experiences when you were 8, because you have not dealt with your childhood trauma. So now you're grown and now you having these fits and now you having these tantrums because the trauma happened to you when you were a child. But now you're grown and it's showing up. You know how they say, be careful, your slip showing. Your slip is showing. So now we have to be in a space to where we have to be ready to deal with this trauma. And you can't, some trauma you can deal with on your own. Now, let me say that. But some trauma, you're going to need some professional help to guide you through this, because that's just like eating an elephant. You can't eat an elephant in one sitting. No, ma'am. No, sir. You have to break that thing down. You have to break it down. So the same thing when it comes with trauma, we have to be able to call a thing a thing. We have to be ready to recognize what it is, acknowledge that it was trauma. And again, that does not make your parents bad. It doesn't make them bad whatsoever. But we have to be able to acknowledge and say, no, that wasn't right. That wasn't right. You know, but hey, as parents, we do what we know how to do, and we do to protect our children. So childhood trauma, it can look many different ways. Everybody's trauma is valid. It's valid. It may not look the same. We may have went through some of the same things, but the way you process it and the way that I process it are two different ways. You know, a lot of times when you think about childhood trauma, people want to say, you know, it was physical or it was verbal or it was, you know, sexual or mental. But childhood trauma can still be, you know, natural disasters, you know. And you know, when storms come and the lightning and wind, some kids, grown people are terrified. They are terrified because their childhood, they remember, you know, maybe there was a flood or maybe there was a fire or maybe, you know, something happened. Maybe there was a tornado that terrified them. That was traumatizing to them. So I don't want you to think just, you know, childhood. We're talking about experiences. And next week, oh my gosh, I want to talk about the childhood abroad. Yeah, but I want to talk to you and I want to show and I want to educate you on how it shows up in your life, like how it shows up when you have been traumatically exposed in your childhood and how it shows up at the age you are now. Oh my gosh. Next week, y'all better get somebody, bring them on in here, because I'm telling you, it's going to be it. And a lot of us don't recognize it. We just think that's just, oh, that's my demeanor. No, ma'am. No, sir. You know, I oftentimes say, you know, and y'all heard the podcast, you know, have I always been outspoken or have I always been this, you know, very opinionated or very strong, you know, stubborn person? You know, have I always been like this? Or did this happen when I was hit by the car? And now, you know, growing up as a child, kids, I'm telling y'all, kids were mean. They were mean. But I had to morph into this person. And I come from a strong background. So my mom's strong, you know, my sisters, my grandmother, we're just strong women. And when I say strong, I don't mean, you know, I mean, we speak our mind. And I'm learning that everything don't have to, doesn't deserve a response. And y'all take that, write that down. Everything don't deserve a response. So I said, well, you know, did this trauma change me? Did this happen to me? But anyway, I just want y'all to be aware of who you are as a person. What has traumatized you? Go back after this episode and let your minds just roll back and just say, hey, think about your childhood. Think about your home upbringing. Think about, you know, how your parenting style. Think about that. Think about that and ask yourself, how has that affected my parenting style? How is that affecting my lifestyle? Because I'm telling you, I made a post. If you don't deal with your childhood trauma, every relationship you have, whether it's platonic or romantic, is going to address the issue for you. And when it addresses it for you, it's going to be like one of those spoiled children in the middle of the grocery store floor, kicking and screaming. It's like that. And that ain't the right time. That ain't the right time for it. But I just want to talk about childhood trauma. I want to show you, I want to give you 7 types of childhood trauma, because I should have gave you at the beginning, but hey, it's fine. We talk about physical abuse. We talk about physical neglect, emotional abuse. You know, some of it is intentional causes, and it gives you shame or embarrassment, or it threatens you, or you become the scapegoat. You know, sexual abuse is the most damaging, because now our innocence, or, you know, our self-esteem or our vulnerability has been tampered with. So, I mean, that's a big one. But then the loss of a caregiver, even if it was, you were too young to remember, you know, that's traumatizing for you. So now, you know, if you lost a grandmother or a mother or a father, or, you know, whoever your caregiver was, and they're not there to continue to mold and shape you, you start grasping for straws to try to figure out, who am I and how I want to be. Emotional neglect. Now, this is big, but it's the hardest to realize. You know, nurturing, connection is needed to thrive. You know, if you were a child and you always wanted affection, but you couldn't get it because, go on, give them to me, it's hot. Go on, leave me alone. Love on them. Love my grandbabies. You know, even my babies are grown now, and I'll still love them. I'll still hug them. But my grandbabies, I make sure I hug them and I love them. I kiss them on their forehead, and I always tell them, Noni, love you. You love Noni? And now my little baby, he's learning to say, I love you too. You know, I nurture to build that connection, to let them know it's okay to be affectionate. It's okay to show love. It's okay if you want to lay under Noni. You know, come on, lay in the bed with Noni. Come on, lay in the bed with Pop-Pop. It's okay. It's okay. But then we have, like I said earlier, the natural disasters, and all this creates childhood trauma. So it's not just about parenting, but it's about that, just the childhood experiences that you've had. You know, researchers have said that childhood trauma has a negative, long-lasting effect on your emotional, psychological, and physiological well-being. So when I was writing this, the Holy Spirit said to me, quit calling people crazy. So I'm gonna say it to you. Quit calling people crazy when you see them. You don't know what these people done been through. You don't know what they have dealt with. You don't know what they're dealing with. You know, but that's the easiest thing for us to say. They're just crazy. They're just crazy. No, they're not. You don't know their story. You don't know what they done been through. Just pray for them. Just pray for them, baby. Just pray for them. But next week, I want to talk about childhood trauma. And I said I want to talk about, you know, in the broad and in the community. But I really want to talk about how it shows up, how you look, how you, your reactions. What do they say about you? Oh, my gosh. If you have not subscribed to the podcast and you're just here listening, please make sure you subscribe and tell a friend. tell a friend, I'm telling you, Smile Big, Step Strong is going somewhere. And y'all will be my family. I remember when. Yep, sure do. But I just want y'all to, you know, share the podcast. Share it on your social media. You know, send it to somebody you think that may need it. But I just like to come on here and just run it. You know, just have a real conversation. You know, I ain't got time for all that craziness. It's enough craziness in the world. But I just want to come over here and just have a real conversation. You know, I watch TV. Yeah, I do. But we need to talk about real stuff. We need to talk about real things. So until the next time, y'all make sure that y'all follow me on TikTok. I'm on TikTok. I'm on there. I'm on there. The TJ Black. Go ahead and look your girl up. But also, until the next time, y'all continue to smile big and step strong. Why? Because these people, they watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it and how you maintain when they know about your childhood trauma. They know all about it, but they watching you. They want to see how you're going to respond. But let them know, hey, I done been reset and I'm stepping strong. You hear me? I'm coming at this thing. I'm breaking the cycle. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and y'all persevere. And please come on my page. Show me some love. Let me know that, hey, Coach T, I hear you. Coach T, thank you for the word. You know, because when I talk, I never want the glory. I want it always to go back to God. Because when I come to speak, it's not me. It's not me. I never want the glory. I said, God, what you want me to say? You know, sometimes I fall short and I'll be like, okay, God, I'm going to start my podcast. You know what I pray? But now that I'm talking to y'all, God, tell me what to say. When I write down these topics and we do the research to come back and just to have conversation. Okay, God, what are we going to talk about this time? What are we going to talk about this time? Because I'm telling you, when he leads me by way of the Holy Spirit, it's going to be fire every time. Now, you may not like it and it may not be for you. May not be. But there's going to be something that's going to be a nugget for you. So until the next time, y'all go ahead and push past the pain and persevere. Make sure y'all come back next week. Come on back next week. Screenshot this. Put it on your social media or tag me. Tag me when you do it because I want to know you listening. I want to know that, hey, I'm here. Yeah, okay. All right then. So until the next time, y'all continue to trust God and make sure no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, remember he's able to make all things work together for your good. But you just have to say, Lord, I trust you to make it right. So y'all be safe and I will holler.